Good morning. So this will be some review of what we've heard already and hopefully get at some of Mark's question about the black hole. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about who reads your impact statements and how to make them worth reading. How do I move this forward? Okay. I work for NIFA, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, which is an agency within USDA. We administer grant funding in areas of research, education, and extension relating to agriculture. A program of key interest to horticulturists is the Specialty Crop Research Initiative. The national program leader is Tom Buick. I'm a program specialist, and I've been working with SCRI since 2010. SCRI and all NIFA-funded project directors are required to report on the work for which we have funded them. This is done through internet tools. The new system is called REPORT, but access to the reports still occurs through our current research information system, or CRIS. This is a platform that makes all of our reports accessible to the public through our website. The reports include sections for technical information and a section for reporting impacts. I believe in the system they're called outcomes or accomplishments. Okay, so who reads these things? Program specialists and national program leaders are one key audience, as we are tasked with reporting on funded projects to the USDA leadership. Also, program specialists are often charged with leading efforts to produce outreach. Someone like me is one of your most frequent readers. I have an advanced degree in science, but not in agriculture. Chances are that I do not know the lexicon of your discipline. If I'm flipping through CRIS reports looking for one to highlight, it's likely that I'm going to choose one that I'm able to understand. Another audience on this list that I hope will catch your attention is congressional staffers. If a congressperson wishes to report on some facet of ag industry in their region, they will ask their staffers to do the prep work. So you have someone with a degree in political science reading your CRIS report. If you want them to understand what is important about the work you've done, you must present the story in a way they can readily understand. So are colleagues in your discipline likely to go to CRIS to learn about your work? Applicants do review CRIS reports to see what has been funded and avoid duplication. But they're more likely to explore technical journals or listen to a presentation at a conference to get the full information about your work. Of course, the technical information and reporting are important. The impact statement serves a different purpose and targets different audiences. Preparing an impact statement requires a different mindset and approach. So I'd like to talk with you about what information to include, how to tailor an impact statement to your target audience, and how to prepare yourself to write an impact statement. Randy Olson offered this comment in his book, "If no one knows about the work you're doing, why bother doing it?" Also, if you don't communicate your research effectively, there are people who will communicate it for you, and they may misunderstand or alter the message. Okay, we've talked about some information of interest on the local level. For NIFA reports, the interest is on a broad scale. Questions and concerns are on a regional and national level. So you want to think like a politician. I chose FDR for this picture because he placed high priority on communicating complex issues to the public. He initiated weekly radio addresses to the nation during which he explained internal and international affairs in plain language that most all citizens could understand. What aspects of your research might interest a politician in your state? Why would she find it worth supporting? That's key. If they support it, they're going to get money going to that. Okay. In your impact statements, present information to answer these questions. How is the work you're doing making the world a better place, and why does it matter? The key to communication is to move beyond the intrinsic value of incremental progress within your discipline that's valuable to your colleagues. If you develop technology to manipulate gene sequences, geneticists and breeders understand why that is important. Your senator probably doesn't. Likewise, if you develop a method for giving plants only as much water as they need, producers understand that. Politicians probably understand it, and they want the information in terms they can utilize, such as gallons per day and what percentage of a local city's daily use that represents. So what is the big picture problem you want to solve? Is it manipulating gene sequences or improving productivity? Let's move on to how to share once you've decided on the content. First, use plain language, as though you're addressing a middle school classroom. Simplify technical aspects by using alternate terms to capture the meeting. There are plain language guides online. Think of yourself as a translator. Translate results and outcomes into words and figures used in everyday language. Edit out details. You have included those in your technical report, so you don't need to repeat them in the impact statement. So, tools for serving as a translator. Use plain language, avoid using technical terms, summarize details, tell a compelling story. How can you prepare to write a good impact statement? First is to consider the big picture of the story you want to be able to tell at the end as a part of your project planning. Create a logic model. This is required for SCRI projects. The premise is to consider your desired outcomes before getting into the details of planning. You may want to hire an evaluator to help you with planning and consider what might be compelling metrics to include to tell the story. Set up your experiments so you'll have information to tell the politician story. Also, remember to take pictures because pictures can tell a lot of your story for you. I want to shift gears now and share a bit more about the NIFA side of things. Resources available to help you with sharing impacts include program and communication staff at NIFA. We will receive information you send us and potentially present it in one of the forms listed here. Here's an example of an impact from some researchers from North Carolina A&T. They created a non-allergenic peanut. This has highly positive impact health implications for the public. The story was not widely circulated, but was posted in a trade article. Our communications staff picked this up and decided to translate it into a blog for the USDA site and to put it out as a tweet. From there, it was picked up by Reuters, Washington Post, and some other major media outlets. The clearer your reports and impact statements are, the more likely you are to get attention because readers will understand how valuable your work is. Your project will be promoted and you will become rich and famous. NIFA has recently added several new communications staff to help with getting the word out about all the good work being done with funds dispersed through NIFA. These folks are really good at interpreting scientific information for the public. They're launching a Share Your Science campaign. It is a multifaceted initiative and strategy to help project directors to translate and share results of their work. The overall goal of the campaign is to hear more about significant research outcomes from researchers like you. So those who are funded through NIFA, please send us your stories and accomplishments. You can send them to program staff or to the impact email listed on these cards, which are in the back. To summarize, the work you do is important. People with diverse backgrounds would like to know what you're doing and why it matters. Part of your job is to determine how your work fits into broadly relevant topics and issues and to tell the story about how your work makes a difference. Impacts are most clearly delivered using plain language with an informal tone. And for those who are working on NIFA-funded projects, we want to help make you famous. Okay, any questions or comments? I haven't heard the term impact nugget. Is that something you're asked to do for Chris or?
Yeah, we have to do that for the original project. We have to include impact nuggets in those reports episodes
that I think. I think probably coming from a different piece of USDA, but I'm going to guess that it has to do with length. So John was talking earlier about an impact statement being like a page and a half, a couple pages. In our CRIS reports, the impact statement is really more like half a page. So that may be more like in the nugget. It's really simplifying it, just giving a bite-sized piece of information. And with a page and a half, you can give more information.
So for the impact focus, I want two or three sentences, so that's all it
can. Yeah.
And most times.
Right. So that's the kind of thing that, like, there was the tweet you saw on that Peanut Project. I mean, it's just really get to the core. What's it about? So, kind of like an elevator speech, I guess, about your project. Anyone else? Yeah, I didn't say it explicitly, but I think hopefully it's understood that if your congresspeople understand why the work you do is important, they're more likely to say, yes, let's put more money in the SCRI pot to distribute for funding projects. Yeah. Okay, thank you.